This year marks the 10th anniversary of the last World Youth Day attended by Pope John Paul II, which happened in Toronto, Canada. The theme of the 2002 event was "You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world," and it brought nearly 500,000 people to the city. The national director of the Toronto World Youth Day, Father Thomas Rozica, was afterwards asked to found Canada's first national Catholic television network, Salt and Light Television. Father Rozica spoke to Charles Collins about how WYD has affected the church in Canada after 10 years.
I've always said that World Youth Day is a timed-released capsule. Anybody who waits for immediate results from a World Youth Day in the 6 months afterwards, or expecting that churches are going to be populated immediately, will be terribly let down. But we look for the deeper signs of the effect of World Youth Day, and that is a reinvigorated young adult ministry, pastoral ministry for young people, university chaplaincies, renewed vocations, an awareness that the church is alive and the church is young, as Pope Benedict said so beautifully at his inauguration. And so World Youth Day is bearing tremendous fruit. One of the most visible fruits of the World Youth Day came about in one of the most unexpected ways, and that was the birth of Salt and Light Television only 1 year after World Youth Day. I thought my work was done after World Youth Day. I wanted to go away, hibernate, and take a long sabbatical. And I was conscripted once again and said, here, start a television network. And the more I look at it now in hindsight and also with the eyes of faith and in retrospection and providence, it was God's way of saying the church is alive and the church is young, because the spirit of World Youth Day has continued through Salt and Light. And in countless dioceses, you know, the rising up of youth ministry groups, of chaplaincies, of pilgrimage. Cardinal Ouellette was a great, great agent in building on the tradition of World Youth Day. When he came the year after World Youth Day, seized the momentum of World Youth Day, used that in bringing about the Eucharistic Congress in 2008. In fact, I was with Cardinal Ouellette yesterday. We had a wonderful interview together. And one of the things he said, again, is that the Eucharistic Congress built on the momentum and the excitement of World Youth Day. And so if you see World Youth Day on a continuum, as a launching of a process, as an energy, as a force, yes, it bore much fruit. And there have been vocations that have come forth, vocations to marriage, to family life, to adult ecclesial ministries, to priesthood and religious life.
Did it also affect the attitudes of, let's say, the official church in Canada, the bishops and the priests and the religious that were there? How were they affected by seeing this event, and how has that changed them in the last 10 years?
Many of them were stunned. I mean, that we had so many odds that we were up against for World Youth Day. As I look back, it's 10 years ago now, and I know exactly what I was doing 10 years ago now. I kind of relived that whole experience. We had the horrific experience of September the 11th, 4 months that followed of great uncertainty. Do we go ahead? Do we have it? Do we cancel it? Do we stop? How are we going to do this? Security, you name it. Then, of course, January 2002, the explosion of the sexual abuse crisis in the country that was to have delivered the most young people to World Youth Day in Canada, the United States. Then we had the precarious health of John Paul II. Is he coming? Is he not coming? What are we going to do? All of those things together. I remember thinking how many times, Lord, what else are you going to give us? And yet, in the midst of all of that, World Youth Day came as a shot in the arm, as a spark, as a light, as a fire. It was an extraordinary experience, and many people were left wondering, what on earth is this? It woke up the church. It created wonderful bridges with society, with secular society. It also showed us the weak points. It showed us, for example, that Quebec needed some tremendous energy to wake it up once again, and that energy was given initially, and then we rediscovered it through the Eucharistic Congress as, you know, the World Youth Day was 2002. 6 years later, the International Eucharistic Congress in Quebec City. And so it continues. I think if you see World Youth Day on a continuum, then you appreciate it. If you see it as a one-shot deal, we'll all be let down.